You're listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com. Now, let's go back to David Craig.
Thank you. We are broadcasting from the Bomberito Automotive Group Studios here at 590 The Fan KFNS. I invite you to check us out on the web, foodtalkstl.com. We're on Twitter, at foodtalkstl, on Facebook. And our email address is foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. Joining me now on the show is Adam Carl Ganau from Acero Restaurant in Maplewood. Hey, buddy.
How's everybody doing?
I am great. And yourself?
Not too bad.
Now, some people say Acero, but I think, you know, in Espanol, I was taught a word that, and I know this is Italian, but in Spanish, you know, a word that ends in a vowel, you emphasize the next to last syllable, so it would be Acero. What do you say mostly?
We say Acero. Acero actually means like steel in Spanish, but Acero in Italian means maple for maple wood. We're right in the heart.
But some people have said Acero, which...
We accept all. All names.
I think so. Although that sounds almost like you're sneezing, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe we should adapt that when we sneeze. Just say, Acero.
It's free advertising.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of stupid. Sorry about that. You're right there. You guys are right next to the Schlafly Brewery. When we were over there the other night, you said that's a good place to be, a good place for a restaurant to be.
It's great. I mean, they're good neighbors. You know, they do a lot of fun stuff. They do a lot for Maplewood and the community. They have the farmer's market. They have a nice garden themselves. Everybody that seems to work there seems to be nice people. So it's nice to have them as neighbors.
And they'll give you beer every now and then?
Every now and then. Yeah, you know, little bartering, some free food for some free beer.
And they've got the farmer's market there. Do you get many things actually from the Maplewood farmer's market that you serve in Acero?
We don't necessarily go to the farmer's market. We do use some of the farmers that are in the market, mm-hmm. But delivery days are a little bit different. If we're running low on something and we had a push on some, you know, one item and we need, you know, some squash or tomatoes or, you know, be it whatever, we can go right next door and it's nice to have them there every Wednesday.
When we talk about Acero, it's an Italian restaurant, but it's inspired more by the food of Tuscany and the Emilia-Romagna. Is that how you say the name of that?
Emilia-Romagna, yeah.
That region of Italy, which is different from, you know, everybody that's... Again, you can go through all of the bagats in Italian restaurants mm-hmm. in St. Louis. And, you know, and you go from Rich and Charlie's to Pasta House. And I guess everybody goes back to Vince Bomberito and so on and so mm-hmm. But yours is, it's a different flavor, literally.
It's a different kind of Italian for St. Louis. We do deal mostly with central and northern Italy. But every once in a while, we dip down south. We try to do Italian food like you'd find in Italy. A lot of immigrants and people came over to the United States a long time ago, and they couldn't find the ingredients. They didn't have what they had in the homeland, so they had to adapt things. And then in adapting and the mixing of cultures and marriages and things like that, you get a whole different type of food. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still great food. I love Italian food, all Italian food, but... Our Italian food's just a little bit different than what you normally find in St. Louis.
You, Adam, had the chance to visit Italy a couple of times, and you go over there, and you're as a restaurateur, you're kind of scouting, you're kind of seeing how they do things. What did you learn from your visit to Italy, and did it change your life, or did it change the way you cook?
Oh, it changed a whole lot of things. Just outlook on food itself and keeping things simple and really trying to find the best ingredients that you can so that you don't have to doctor them up so much. Just the people, the culture, how to eat food, actually sitting down and really enjoying a meal and not trying to hurry and enjoying your company when you're there. I mean, it was an eye-opening experience to be able to go there with my boss and owner, Jim Fiala, and just see Italy... You know, and eat Italy the way that, you know, you're supposed to. It was nice. And knowing that we were actually doing food that you do find in Italy kind of solidified that Acero was doing justice to what we were trying to do.
I know people from St. Louis who go to Italy, some people who go on a yearly basis. My dentist, you know, he's an empty nester, and he and his wife go over there, and he's learned to speak a lot of Italian, goes to small towns and all of that. I know out in the boonies, just like in the U.S., in the boonies, life is a little slower mm-hmm. than it is in the city. But when you're dining at an Italian restaurant in a big city, say a Florence, a Milan, a Rome, are they a little more laid back in the U.S., or are they kind of, you know, the same pace that we have in the urban areas in the U.S.?
I only went to one. I mean, we only dined in Rome. I mean, that was like the largest city that we were in. And, you know, it was pretty laid back even in Rome. Siena, you know, even when we were in Siena, it was really laid back. But, yeah, out in the sticks when you're in the middle of nowhere, it's really, really laid back. A lot of times there's no menu. You just kind of you walk in and they feed you what they have on for that night, what they procured from, you know, the hillsides and the mountainsides and what, you know, the guy down the street had to offer for them.
Did you find a dish, though, or dishes when you were in Italy that said, we have got to do this in our restaurant. We're going to bring it home.
Most definitely. Gnocco fritto in Abruzzo, which we lovingly call meat donuts, was something that we had for breakfast. And when we ate it, we knew that we had to bring it and just do that dish in the restaurant. And it's been a big favorite amongst our patrons.
Please explain about the, and I say the Italian name again.
Gnocco fritto. Basically, what we do is we take a bread dough and throw it in a fryer, and it puffs up almost like a beignet would.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take that when it's hot out of the fryer and take thinly sliced prosciutto di Parma, put that on the top, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, and also some sea salt. So you just have the prosciutto kind of melts over that hot fried, you know, bread dough, and it's just lovely.
That sounds great.
It's pretty tasty.
I wish I could get that like at McDonald's drive-through.
That would be good. And there's a little bit too much love for McDonald's.
Well, yeah, I'm not comparing it, but I'm saying, you know, you said you all had it for breakfast in Italy.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
If somebody in town would like to throw that together, they can come by and kind of monitor. Now, how long have you offered that at Achiro?
Oh, it's been a couple of years now. I think since about 2009, so almost 3 years.
I don't know why I haven't had those.
You have to come in and we'll feed you some.
Oh, no. I'm in there from time to time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's pretty good. Now, another, by the way, if you're just punching by the, just hit the scan button and it landed on 590 on AM, this is our weekly show that we do about eating and drinking. It's called Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan. I'm David Craig, and across from me is Adam Ganau, who is a chef at Achiro Restaurant in Maplewood. You're famous for the egg raviolo. If you would describe the egg raviolo, because it's one of the richest, I mean, I guess the meat donuts are pretty sweet and neat, but this is one of the richest non-dessert things I've ever eaten in a restaurant.
It is a very large ravioli, singular. You only get one, but it is three cheeses. So you have Parmigiano and ricotta and mascarpone, and then we take that and a farm fresh egg yolk. We have a farm that does eggs just for us, two French hens. They have an amazing operation where all of the yolks that we get are dark orange. They're happy, healthy chickens. It's really, really rich. But we place that in the center of those three cheese mixture and then cover it with pasta. So when you cook it and it's boiling, the pasta gets cooked, the cheese gets warmed up, but that egg yolk in the center does not cook all the way. We top it with a butter sauce and a little bit of Parmigiano. And when you cut into it, that egg yolk just kind of leaks out into the bowl, melds with that butter sauce, and with the three cheeses, it's rich and decadent, and it's something that you don't find everywhere.
It looks beautiful, it tastes good, and actually you can sometimes, not always, but sometimes you can taste the chicken happiness that you just described.
Most definitely.
When you're enjoying the egg raviolo. But the prep, now you'll go over to the restaurant in a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
and you will make a bunch of those for tonight?
Yes, we will.
So you take the pasta, open an egg.
Yeah, we take the pasta, roll out the pasta onto a table, and then we take that we call it a farce. So we take a three cheese farce and put that down on the pasta, and then add all the egg yolks, just put egg yolks on the top of each one, and then lay another sheet of pasta over the top. Make sure that you try to get as much air as possible out of it so that it doesn't float, because if it floats, then it's not cooking the pasta. And then it takes a deft hand to tell when they're done so that the pasta is cooked and the egg yolk is not, you know, cooked all the way through. It's a nice thing.
The egg raviolo recipe was published, excuse me, last year in a couple of sources locally. Mm-hmm. Have you heard from anybody who was ambitious enough to try that at home, and did it work for them?
We've had people that have been successful, and we've had some on the other side. But a lot of people just say, you know, it's a lot of work, and, you know, it's just, you know, we did it for the two of us, and it took us an hour to make these things, and it's a lot easier to just kind of come into the restaurant and enjoy one and sit down, enjoy some wine, you know, company, good times, good service.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
it comes out, and you don't have to do any work. You're not covered
That's right.
in flour.
You don't have to wash the dishes or
yep,
anything like that.
Exactly.
And you can then go and have some of the porchetta.
Porchetta or gnocco fritto or whatever you'd like.
When I was in there, excuse me, mm-hmm, when yeah, I was in there a couple of weeks ago, you were describing how you all do the porchetta, which you said is in Italy, it's like street food.
Yeah, a lot of times in like Saturday markets and things like that in town, everybody gets together. And traditionally, from my understanding, it's a whole pig, and they'll do either like a suckling pig or just the whole thing. They put it on a spit, and it has herbs and a whole lot of spice and love. And it's just slow over a spit for the whole day. And then when you come to the market, you can ask for it lean or you can ask for it fatty. And it's, and you know, it's a pig roast for the most part, but Italian pig roast. We do it a little bit differently. We take a pork shoulder, actually remove the bones from the pork shoulder and make a stock for later. Then we mechanically get it as thin as possible and then pound it with like meat, you know, tenderizer, mm-hmm, and then smear it with a bunch of herbs and spices, thyme and rosemary and garlic and sage and a little bit of oregano and salt and pepper and crushed red pepper and fennel seed and anise seed. I mean, the list goes on and on. And of course, extra virgin olive oil. And then we roll that up so it's almost like a pinwheel, and then truss it and then brown that. Then add onions, and then add that stock and some white wine, and we just kind of let it braise and cook and nice and low and slow in an oven until it's like plastic fork tender, just kind of falling apart.
Well, it's really good, and it's really spicy, and until you told that whole story mm-hmm, recently to me, I didn't realize, you know, the time and the love and the extra care and
most definitely
that goes into it. So, yeah, that's another thing that I would recommend at Acero in Maplewood. You got to St. Louis, Adam. You were visiting friends here in town. You were just kind of like on a tour and just happened to call somebody and they happened to hire you.
Yeah, I was going back and forth from Omaha, Nebraska and Chicago, Illinois, and couldn't find anything that really felt like where I wanted to be and cooking in a place where I really wanted to cook. And there was a job opening here in St. Louis, and I decided to come down and see if I could, you know, snag that job. And that job was already taken. So I was here, and I have family here. My whole family was born here, from here. My sister and my brother-in-law, you know, offered me a place to stay for a while. So I took them up on that. And while I was just kind of on vacation and hanging out, just quit two jobs, they said, you know, why don't you just throw your resume out to more places in St. Louis? And I did. Gave my resume to The Crossing in Clayton. The Crossing passed that down to La Luma in the Central West End, and I went and had an interview, and once I was done with that interview, I was hired and went back to Nebraska, got two suitcases, and came back on a Monday and started working for Jim Fiala, and I've been with him for almost 8 years now.
Well, good, and you're enjoying your time at Acero.
Love Acero. Love St. Louis. I mean, it's a great town. Big city, small town feel, really nice people, pretty good food scene that just keeps getting better. Couldn't be happier.
And you have a pretty comfortable place there, and I know you had some AC problems, some air conditioner problems earlier in the summer, but everything's cool now?
Most definitely. I mean, as long as we're not having 105-degree days. I mean, I don't think anybody's air conditioners can keep up with the 105-degree weather. I mean, even when you go home, it's warm in your home unless you have a super green home that's insulated beautifully.
Well, again, in the interest of full disclosure, I'll mention that I do some PR work for you guys, mm-hmm, but even if I didn't, I would recommend Acero as
thank
a place,
you. Thank you.
Place
thank
to
you.
Enjoy. Thanks for visiting on the show here.
My
Adam.
Pleasure. Thank
That's
you.
Adam Carl Ganau from Acero, Acero. You can find him at fialafood.com. You know what Wednesday is, Adam? It's Julia Child's 100th birthday.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
I pull something here from an interview she did with Esquire magazine a few years ago, and these are just like some out-of-context remarks from her. She says, the measure of achievement is not winning awards. It's doing something that you appreciate, something you believe is worthwhile. I think of my strawberry souffle. I did that at least 28 times before I finally conquered it. Another Julia Child out of context quote here. A cookbook is only as good as its poorest recipe. Always remember, if you're alone in the kitchen and you drop the lamb, you can always just pick it up. Who's going to know? I'm awfully sorry for people who are taken in by all of today's dietary mumbo-jumbo. They're not getting any enjoyment out of their food. She also said, I don't eat between meals. I don't snack. Well, I do eat those little fish crackers. They're fattening but irresistible. Julia Child, happy 100th birthday. Hey, Brandon Weesey's going to come up here next on 590 The Fan with Jim Powers. They'll be talking Rams, Cardinals, Olympics, college football, all that. Right now, I want to send you to pizza at Mama Gusto's. If you're a person who's been forced to put up with ordinary generic pizza, you know, like at your Athletic Association concession stand or somebody's house, certain bars, they'll serve you pizza, and it's like, come on. Mama Gusto's Pizza in Lebanon, Illinois, and their new location in St. Louis, less than a mile from 55 in Loughborough, 7700 Ivory. Why is Mama Gusto's Pizza delicious? Well, you know, it's that old thing, best ingredients, good flour, good cheese, sauces, meats, family recipes that have migrated from the East here to the Midwest, and quality control. I'll make sure every pizza is one that Mama would be proud of. Don't put up with generic pizza. Go to Mama Gusto's. Just opened a few months back, 7700 Ivory in St. Louis. Remember, they have lunch specials every Monday through Friday for just $5.50. And the Lebanon Mama Gusto's has steak night every Thursday night on the patio. Mama Gusto's, pizza you really need to try. Lebanon, Illinois, and in St. Louis at 7700 Ivory. We're done. Thanks for listening.